Takeaway's unaffiliated party convention is now in session. We're going to think now about the state of Maine, which might as well be its own nation these days. Both of its moderate Republican senators reviled by Tea Party talk radio rhetoric in the middle of black and blue state New England. Vermont and Massachusetts, pretty much always blue. New Hampshire, pretty reliably red. Maine always goes its own way, though. Senator Olympia Snowe found out how going your own way in the Republican Party of 2012 is unpleasant enough to announce your retirement after 18 years. Leading the field to replace Snowe is a bona fide, unaffiliated independent, Angus King. Actually, you can't really get a certificate of independence in American politics. You just have to do a little snooping. Republicans typically have pictures of Ronald Reagan on their office walls, Democrats FDR or JFK. These days, there might be a George W. Bush up there with Reagan or a Bill Clinton paired up there with Kennedy. In Angus King's political office, though, you see immediately it's mix, not match. He may lead with Ronald Reagan, but in King's political game, there's no following suit.
In our office, we've got three pictures on the wall. Ronald Reagan, Bobby Kennedy, and Margaret Chase Smith.
Margaret Chase Smith was the first woman to serve in both houses of Congress in America, a former U.S. senator and representative from Maine. Being independent, moderate, and centrist is in Angus King's blood, he says, because he's a Mainer.
Well, you have to remember, I was a two-term governor. I was reelected in 1998 by a pretty substantial margin. So I'm not doing this as a stunt and didn't run for governor as an independent as a stunt. I did it because I thought it was the best way to make the process work on behalf of the people. And I know what you mean, though, because the funniest line I've encountered on the campaign trail so far is a guy up north who said, "All my life, I've wanted a chance to vote for none of the above. And you're it."
And, you know, the Financial Times did a profile of you, and they quoted a retired fellow in Brunswick who I'd love to meet, a guy by the name of Jeffrey Baird, who describing you, says he seems like the kind of person who's not just towing the party line. But if we send down a new senator who was either a Republican or a Democrat, even if they were a combination of Socrates, Pericles, and Thomas Jefferson, they'd still report into Harry Reid or Mitch McConnell, and they'd be a part of this logjam. Now, if you're an independent, and maybe you are a combination of Socrates, Pericles, and Thomas Jefferson, you're going to have to answer to those folks.
Well, yes and no. I mean, it's a little bit of uncharted territory to be an honest-to-goodness from the beginning independent. The conventional wisdom is that you've got to caucus with one or the other of the parties in order to get a committee assignment. And then, of course, the next question is, what does caucusing mean? And each party can define that. And if one party, for example, says, "Well, Angus, if you vote with us to organize the Senate, then that's all we ask, and you're on your own, and you can be independent, and you'll be assigned to committees, and we'll move from there, and you can vote the way you think is best for the country and the state of Maine." If the other says, "Well, you got to vote with us 85% of the time, or you lose your committee assignment," then, you know, that's another kind of decision, and that's why I really can't make this decision until I get down there and see what the circumstances are.
What do you think the future is? You've described that it's dysfunctional. Many have described that this is unsustainable. There doesn't seem to be any poll anywhere that suggests that Americans are going to do something in the ballot box at the national level to change things. What's going to force a change, do you think, as you look out?
I don't think anything is going to change in the immediate future. I mean, it's never been more polarized. And ultimately, I think people are getting tired of the ideological rigidity of the parties and the idea that it's all about winning and losing and every election is some kind of Armageddon. And the numbers are that the unenrolled voters are growing in numbers steadily over the years. It used to be that the two parties absolutely dominated. And I know here in Maine, unenrolled voters are now, I think, between 35% and 40%. Neither party, they're a larger number than either party, and those numbers are continuing to change. And at some point, people are going to say, "Well, wait a minute, why are these parties, which represent a smaller and smaller slice of America, in the position of dictating to us what our choices are?" And I think there's going to be some kind of development. I don't know if whether it'll be a third party or just an independent movement or what exactly is going to be the catalyst. But historically, as you know, the change in these kinds of sea change in American politics has usually taken place around either a burning issue like slavery in the 1850s or a charismatic individual like Ross Perot, who came pretty darn close to pulling something remarkable off in the early 90s. The underlying thing that I've run across as I've gotten into this campaign is the dysfunction of the government is the number one issue that I encounter out on the street. People don't come up to me and say, what do you think about health care or what do you think about the defense budget? They come up to me and say, why the hell can't those people down there talk to each other? Why can't they compromise? Why can't they get anything done? And I think that's what's on people's mind. And ultimately in our system, those kinds of popular waves will eventually make some change even in Washington.
So if you win the seat that Olympia Snow is vacating, a Republican moderate, we don't want to presume anything here, but if you win, depending on how the numbers come down in the Senate, you could either be the most important senator in Washington or the loneliest guy in town.
Well, you know, you can't ever predict those things, and I'm just doing it because I think it's important. I had no intention of getting back into politics after I left the governorship, and if Olympia Snow had just retired and said, you know, I'm tired, I've done this long enough, or I want to spend more time with my husband or want to travel, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. I'm talking to you, and I'm engaged in this process because of what she said when she left. Here's a person with all the qualities in the world to be an effective senator, and she basically said, I can't get anything done. And that's made me realize if she can't, as a member of one of the major parties, then we got to try it a different way.
Speaking from his campaign headquarters in Brunswick, Maine, former governor of Maine, Angus King, is currently running as an independent for the U.S. Senate, seat vacated by Olympia Snow. Governor King, thanks so much.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
And thank you so much, Governor King. The Takeaway Unaffiliated Political Convention from Coast to Coast, now in session. The chair recognizes maybe you next.
This is Al in Royal Oak, and my party would be the Peaceful Secession Party. The motto would be, Lincoln was wrong, let the South go. Take Oklahoma and Kansas with him. We can all make some progress, finally, in this country.
My goodness. Anything, anything is fair game at the Takeaway Convention. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE with your take. Coming up, a look at the influence of perennial presidential candidate Strom Thurmond, who may have had more influence on the third-party predilections in America in the 20th and 21st century than any other single American.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.